Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
So Ben is looking for a second date update with a woman named Lily. Hey, Ben, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Excellent. Let's talk about Lily. How'd you meet her?
We actually met on Match. You know that website, match.com?
Yeah.
And
little
are you
familiar.
New to Match, Ben?
Are you new to the internet?
No. I'm new to Match. I'm not new to the internet.
Okay.
Anyway, so we met for lunch, and I thought she was great. Lunch is easy. You know, we a little pressure, quick, easy. You know, if it's not going well, you only have to spend like an hour with them, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. But I was actually really bummed that it was only like an hour because she was great. I wanted to spend more time with her. She was, you know, she's the kind of person that like is open and like just like very friendly to everyone. She's always saying hi to people she doesn't know. Like she makes eye contact with you. She smiles all the time. She laughs at jokes. You know, she's like a really cool person.
Thanks.
And she's just one of those people that's like, it feels good to be around. So like I really enjoyed my time with her. To my experience, we had a great time. So I figured, you know, it's only an hour now, but I'll see her again. And I've been trying to text her, trying to call her, and I just haven't heard anything. I don't know what's going on.
Okay. So you had this great lunch with her, lasted about an hour. Did you get a sense or any kind of vibe from her near the end? Like, could you tell if she was as into you as you were to her?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if she was into me as much as I was into her, because I was into her a lot, but I definitely feel like there was some kind of connection. Like, I'm surprised that I haven't heard from her.
Now, you met at the restaurant, correct?
Yeah.
Do you remember how it was left? Like, sometimes you say, hey, let's get together again. Sure. Okay. Or we'll see.
No, there wasn't like any unsure. Like I was just trying to keep it cool, you know, cause it was a lunch. So it was casual. And I was just like, you know, I'd really like to see you again. I'll call you. She was like, okay, that sounds great. And then that's it.
Okay. That sounds great.
Yeah. But like the way she, like, it's not what you say, it's how you say it. She was genuine. You know what I mean?
It felt genuine to you.
It was very genuine.
Gotcha. Okay. What else, guys? You got any questions?
I don't think so.
No.
I love the way he described her, though.
Every girl wants to be described. Don't we all want to be a little ray of sunshine?
Yeah.
Well, I like the whole looking in the eye thing, because that's the kind of stuff that makes you feel like you're the only person in the world. You know, if somebody
right.
can make you feel like that, she's not just friendly and she's outgoing and she'll say hi to you and make eye contact with you. That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
You didn't give her the bedroom eyes like right out of the gate, did you?
What'd you say?
You didn't give her the bedroom eyes right out of the gate. You gave her the friendly eyes.
No. Not okay. Like that. Don't worry.
Hey, baby. All right. Let's take a break then. Ben, we're going to call her when we come back. Fritz will get the phone number from you, and we will try to call Lily next as Second Date Update continues here with Jeff and Jen on Cincinnati's Q102. All right. So Ben met Lily on Match. They got together for lunch. Lunch seems to be the trend. We get a lot of that. A lot of first dates are turning into lunches or coffee meetups.
I like it because it's not like a full commitment. You know, you have to go somewhere after lunch, but if you don't, it's okay to have it extended.
Yeah.
A built-in exit strategy.
Right.
For sure.
It's very low pressure. You meet there, easy to dip out of. But Ben did not want to dip out. It lasted for about an hour. He wanted it to keep going because she is fantastic. He said she's just got this bright, sunny personality and she lights up her room and she's the type that'll say hi to you and she looks you in the eye. And he said at the end, he'd love to see her again and I'll call you. And she said, okay, that sounds good. Left him with the impression that she'd be open to seeing him again and no response from her. And that was about how long ago, Ben?
10 days ago.
And 10 days is a lot in Fritch's universe.
That was that
Fritch's time-space continuum. That's a that's a lifetime.
That's an eternity.
Yeah. I've already moved on.
Wow. Oh, okay.
But then again, you haven't met Lily.
I know. She lights up a room.
I don't know that she'd be that easy to move on from. According to Ben, she sounds pretty special. So we're going to call Lily, see what she has to say about Ben and her lunch date with him, see if the feeling is mutual.
Hello?
Hi, can we speak to Lily, please?
This is Lily. Who's this?
Hey, Lily, it's Jeff and Jen at Q102. How are you?
Hi, Jeff and Jen.
How are you? Are you a fan?
I listen to you guys all the time.
That's awesome. Thank you. Would you be okay with coming on the show for a few minutes?
Of course. I have a bad feeling, though. Is it my turn for a second date?
It is. Yes, of course it's your turn.
We try
to hit everybody. Everybody who's not returned a phone call or a text.
Yeah, it's like that shy kid in class when you know the answer, but you don't want to raise your hand, so you just kind of pretend you don't know. And then eventually the teacher figures out that you never answer, and then boom, we go for you.
Yeah.
Your turn.
Yep, that's me.
All right. So since you're on Match, I assume you're dating. Do you know who we're calling about?
Yeah, I'm going to be honest. I don't. I hate rejecting guys, and especially if they're nice. So I feel bad, but there are definitely several men that I just haven't called back.
Several men. So, okay. Well,
who's this about?
This is about Ben. You guys had lunch, I guess.
Oh, I feel so bad about him. He was so nice, but he was just super quiet. Like, he hardly had said a word the whole time and just sat there and smiled, which was super sweet, and there's nothing wrong with that, but I don't know if you can tell I'm pretty chatty, and I'm kind of looking for a man with, like, the same level of energy I have, because I'm just afraid if I, like, am with someone who's quiet that they'll slow me down and be a bummer, you know?
Would you like to date Fritch?
Yes. Do it.
Yeah, I can get that, too. Do quiet, like, soft-spoken people, do you feel like you have to... Do you feel like you have to dim your lights?
Yes.
And not shine so bright so you can meet them where they are at their energy level?
I mean, I feel like maybe that sounds self-centered, but I feel like I would, like, run circles around them, and
And then to get him to go anywhere, you'd have to almost put a leash on him and drag him along?
I mean, he was such a sweet guy. I don't want to paint the wrong picture.
It's just funny that you say that, because I know a lot of women who are like you that actually prefer guys like Ben, because they don't want anybody upstaging them. You know, they want to be the one that lights up the room and is kind of the life of the party and getting the majority of the attention. They don't want someone that's too much like them.
I mean, for a first date, though, I wanted to get to know him, and I don't feel like I really did. And so I felt like maybe it just wasn't
meant to be.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think I just heard a dejected sigh come from Ben. Ben, you still with us?
Yeah, I'm still with you.
Oh, so, do you get this a lot, Ben?
How do you respond to that, Ben?
I actually had a feeling this would happen. I have a hearing problem, and I have to wear special hearing aids just to actually hear everything. Oh. And I get really stubborn about it. So on the actual date, I didn't wear the hearing aids. So,
dude.
So, like, I was just quiet because, like, it was a loud place, and I heard everybody else. I should have just worn the hearing aids because, you know, it just ruined the day, and I've had that problem before. Yeah, that's just my bad. I should have worn them.
I wish you would have said something. I feel like such a jerk now because we totally could have, like, gone somewhere else or gone somewhere quieter.
I didn't want to make it, like, about me, you know? I'm sorry.
Well, I have a proposal. Lily, if you're open to it, we'd love to send you guys out on a second meetup. You know, I hesitate to call it a date because I know you're kind of on the fence, but if you guys get together again, maybe take some time to get to know each other if Ben wears the hearing aids and you go someplace where it's a little easier to communicate. I don't know if that would make a difference or not, but if you're open to it, it's on us. We'll pay for it.
I would totally be down. I'd like a chance to get to know you, Ben.
Really?
Yeah.
I love this. How
cute.
Great. I'll make sure to wear the hearing aids this time. Don't worry.
Please do.
Yeah, definitely. Wow. Okay. This is awesome.
Doesn't happen very often, so Jeff is really excited.
Yeah. It's nice to get one every once in a while, you know?
Uh-huh. Plus, these two seem really cute, like both individually and kind of together.
Well, this is fantastic. So, Lily, I'll tell you what. We're going to say goodbye to you, and we're going to set this up with Ben, but you'll be hearing from him soon, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Jeff and Dad, it was great to talk to you.
It was great talking to you. Thank you for taking the call, and thank you for being open to this. We really appreciate it.
Of course.
All right, let's set this up. Ben, hang on. Bye, Lily.
Awesome.
Cool.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at CBGAirport.com.